Welcome into the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 32nd year in the kitchen. It needs an upgrade. No, we got an upgrade.
We did.
It's actually a beautiful new studio.
It is. The stoves don't work very well, but that...
It's okay. Well, they bought...
Cheap stuff.
Yeah. It's okay. Yeah. Hey, I have some good news.
What's that?
For listeners that have been barbecue deprived since October 2017, deprived us of Sweet Tea's restaurant, which burned in Fountain Grove area, and they lost pretty much everything. Remember Dennis Tussie and Ann, the owners, were on the show during that horrible first week when we were on the air giving fire update information, and they vowed at that point to rebuild. And we know, and you know, being a restaurateur, how long things take.
Yeah.
And they had hoped, when we've been given these updates over the past year and a half, to be open by May, June of 2018. Then it became August, September, and then definitely really looked by November. And then it was by the end of the year. And you know how things go with permitting processes and things not arriving in time. Well, I just got an email from Dennis yesterday saying, Steve, you're the first here to know about this, but we've got an opening time set. Everything is in place. It's going to be in early February, 2019.
Fantastic.
I said, I can't think of anything else that could go asunder. Yeah. So for those of you that love barbecue,
And fried chicken.
A lot of great southern dishes. Yeah. It's not in Santa Rosa, but it's up in Windsor, the old Denny's up there. It will be open by February, and George Chin, the barbecue master, the pit master, he is there. About the only thing that they were able to salvage was some dishes, a little furniture, and their smoker. That $25,000 smoker. They were able to save that.
Isn't that funny? The smoker from the fire.
The fire. So we'll give you the exact date as soon as Dennis, as soon as Dennis really hands it. But he said, go ahead and tell folks, because we have so many loyal listeners and so many loyal families. It feels like a family when a restaurant is destroyed, and how you've celebrated so many occasions there over the years.
Yeah.
We're glad to hear that. And I know the Starks will be opening Willie's pretty soon, sometime in 2019 also. So two good restaurants.
Hopefully.
We got an email from Katie Hilario this week. Katie's that incredibly wonderful young woman who's been baking pies for charity since she's been 11 years old for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. And we had her on the show a few weeks ago encouraging people to order her home-baked pumpkin pies, and all the proceeds go to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. So she said, hi, Steve and John. I'm sorry it's taken so long to get back to you, but I wanted to get the tally exactly correct. Mm. So this year I raised $5,421 that was donated to the Redwood Empire Food Bank. Myself and my assistants baked 361 pies, pumpkin pies. Isn't that remarkable?
It is. It is.
So congratulations to Katie Hilario for doing such outstanding work.
Yeah.
There's other young people that are doing good work in the community, in the world of culinary. Way back in 2011 at the Sonoma Marin Fair, remember that?
I do.
It was like June 25th, June 26th. Yeah. Two adorable young girls sat in with us.
And they couldn't even look over the edge of the table.
They were 9 years old. Their names were Audrey and Lily, and they came, remember, in their white chef's coats? And they had done a little demonstration at the Sonoma Marin Fair. I think it was like Ice Cream Sundays or something. I don't quite remember, but we met them at that point. We had them back on the show in 2014 when Martin Yan, Chef Martin Yan, had stopped in, and the girls were able to sit in with Martin Yan, and then they followed him over to G&G Supermarket on College Avenue and helped him make noodles in front of an incredible audience. So we thought a couple months ago, my gosh, here, 2011, 2014, it's been 4 years since we've seen the twin chefs, and we really wanted to catch up with them. And lo and behold, here they are. They're still twins.
Hello.
And if my math is correct, didn't you have a birthday?
Yes, we just had our 17th birthday last week.
Wow.
Congratulations.
I don't feel that old, which is the weird thing about it.
And we don't look that old either.
Well, 17 is, that's getting up there. Do you remember that far back, Jack?
It is. Well, you know, we were talking before before we came on the show about, you know, and of course I asked them the stupid adult question. So what are you going to do now? Where are you going to go to college? And what are you going to study and all of that? And I think you both said, don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's a little scary, but I'm excited, though. I'm excited. Yeah. And so, food is definitely going to be a part of
good.
That.
Good.
So I'm so glad one of you is wearing a plaid sweater and one is not. Does that have some symbolism about Audrey always wears plaid or Lily always, or is it just coincidental?
Well, usually I like to choose things with a little bit more patterns. I like to put together more outfits and Lily just kind of goes with whatever.
So are you her fashion director?
Yes. I would say so. We share almost all of our clothes. So if I ever look fashionable, it's definitely something that Audrey bought.
Well, we all have our gifts, don't we?
And so when you were little kids, did you dress alike ever or not?
I think sometimes we did, you know, if our mom wanted us to. But I think we had a lot of adorable coordinating outfits, like similar outfits in different colors that were super cute. Mm-hmm. I think if we did that these days, we'd get a few weird looks in the hallways. Yeah.
Like dork alert kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So here you've had this meteoric rise since you started getting into the public eye when you were 9, 10, 11,
so,
12,
so
13
tell us
years
about,
old.
For people who may have forgotten, your first big, you were on, was it Good Morning America or something? Was that the first big one?
Yes, it was. Yeah. Yes. And we were pretty young. We were about 8 or 9 years old. I think we turned 9 during that sort of time. And then after that, we just kept going because we had loved cooking ever since we were really, really little, about 6 or 7. And thankfully, our parents really supported our interests, even though it wasn't something that's really typical for a lot of kids. And we just kept going from there. We started a blog, and still today, because of that support, love and enjoy cooking.
And you were on Ellen DeGeneres' show, weren't you?
Yes, that was incredible.
What did you cook for her?
I believe we made vegan paninis because she is vegan, and that was a lot of fun. That's definitely one of my fondest memories.
And then the cookbook in 2014 when we had you on the show.
Mm-hmm. We released a cookbook published by Cooking Light called We Heart Cooking in 2014. So, oh my goodness, 4 years ago.
Well, you have a copy of it there.
Yes.
And we're just looking. Look at them.
Yeah, no.
They
look little.
They did. Yeah. Very cute.
I loved the cookbook so much. I believe there's 85 recipes in there, and we spent so much time putting our heart and soul into them. Some of them were recipes that we loved for years, but a lot of them were new that we created for this book. And what really stands out about it to me, even after all this time, is that the recipes are good for all ages. Mm-hmm. They're good for families. They're not just kid food. They really appeal to all different ages, people who are very adventurous with food, and then there's a lot of recipes for
you guys were sort of ahead of the curve, weren't you, in terms of young people? I mean, now it's, you know, you look at the Food Network and you look at all of these places, there are young people cooking it and very really savvy food. I mean, but you guys were doing it early on.
And I really think that's a great thing, too. I think it's so good. I love seeing kids get into food, especially when they're young, because these days, especially, so much of our food is, you know, packaged, or parents are really scared to let their kids be in the kitchen. You know, it can be dangerous sometimes without proper supervision, but I feel that it's such a good thing to see so many children becoming interested in food, because it's really such a beautiful and creative aspect of culture and life. And I'm so happy that a lot of the recipes and cooking content for kids these days has changed, because I remember when we were growing up, we would be a little bit frustrated with the kind of recipes that were directed towards
mac
children.
Mac and cheese, chicken fingers.
Mac and cheese, a lot of things with food coloring, a lot of different things that didn't really appeal to us when we were young. So I'm so happy that there's a lot more things like our cookbook out there that still appeal to kids but aren't necessarily quote unquote kids food.
So you both go to Maria Carrillo High School.
Yes.
And I was asking you again before you came on the air about, they have a culinary it's fascinating the number of high schools now that have culinary programs, and I guess even for those who may not be interested in pursuing a culinary career, they're doing it because they love to cook.
I think it's really fantastic that there's so many culinary programs. We know a girl who is a junior with us, and she's actually going to the Culinary Institute of America in New York very soon. So I was so happy to hear that. And we love seeing our peers be interested in cooking as well, because I think it's just such a fantastic and beautiful thing. And you can never stop learning with cooking.
So have you... Do your friends at school, do they come to you for advice, cooking advice, or not?
I don't know if it's cooking advice, but they do talk to us about it if they've made something interesting in the past few weeks or over the weekend. And I think they like trying a lot of our food, too,
yes.
I would say. I think it's really fun to talk about food with peers our age, because like Audrey said before, I feel like that was a little more rare before, but especially in our area, but also in other parts of the country as well, younger people are getting more interested in food, which I think is so important, because food isn't just you know, for someone who wants to become a Michelin star chef or someone really involved in the cooking industry. It's really just a life skill, because of course everybody eats, everybody needs to eat food, and it's so useful to just be able to cook.
So let me ask you, how important is healthy food? Is that an important principle for you all, both?
Health is absolutely important, and in our cookbook we focused on that a ton. Healthy recipes is what Lily and I have always been passionate about. And we love that we've been able to teach people, families, and kids especially over the years about what healthy eating is, because so much of the food that is marketed to children is extremely unhealthy. So
it's awful. And I think with that, especially little kids, they adopt these bad habits early on and don't eat well and don't think about what it is that they're eating and all of that stuff. So good for you for doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, I think that children deserve to know not only what's in their food, but that food is so important to health. And a lot of people realize that, you know, too late, you know, into adulthood. When if you start healthy habits and healthy eating at an early time, we're not advocating for, you know, always eating healthy food. Of course, we brought cookies today, so we know that sometimes sweet and more unhealthy food is
healthy,
good too.
Healthy cooking.
But I think that if people start their healthy habits early on and learn how to cook healthy food early on, that can avoid so many, you know, health issues and problems in the future.
So are your friends afraid to invite you over?
I don't think so.
Because I want to tell you, John Ash never gets invited over. He doesn't.
And people say to me, I'd be afraid to invite you over. And my comment is, but I'm the best person to invite. I'll eat anything.
I think that we do, too. If we go over to people's house, of course, we'll, you know, if they got pizza or anything, we love to eat it, too. And I think it's just important to have balance as well. You know, especially as kids, it can be really difficult to not eat, to try to eat healthy 100% of the time. So I think it's important to advocate for, you know, maybe definitely having those healthy, you know, whole meals every day, but also having some like snacks and sweet foods on the side, because that's part of enjoying life too.
So what did you do for your birthday?
We had our friends over. We had 8 of our friends over, and we had a fantastic time. And what I really loved about our party was we got to cook for everyone, all of our friends. So usually they're just picking at our lunch quite a bit.
They'll be like, can I try that?
Yeah, I know.
What did you cook?
So we wanted to make it pretty simple. We made a really delicious salad with pomegranate seeds and a shallot vinaigrette, and then panko breaded chicken, rosemary breaded chicken in the oven, And then also, this is unhealthy, but we made homemade mac and cheese with, you know, homemade roux and everything. Mm-hmm. Audrey's gotten really good at that. So, yeah, and they really liked it. I was really happy.
What about for dessert?
We had a hot chocolate bar, which was really fun. We made hot chocolate and then homemade hot chocolate. And then we had, you know, a bunch of different types of marshmallows and chocolates and things to put in it. And then we also made gingerbread houses, which I thought was so fun. It was such a good time because we got to see how talented everyone was.
Everyone made their own gingerbread house?
Yes. So we're 17 now, but it was really fun because when you're doing things like arts and crafts, you can talk to your friends. Mm-hmm. And our friend Josh made the most beautiful gingerbread house, and then our friend Torrance's house was a little bit more rough around the edges, but we had a really good time.
Rustic.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. It was very rustic.
Yeah, better than rough around the edges. Rustic is good. Yeah. And did you vote? Was there any voting process? Or no? Everyone's a winner?
I think it would have maybe started an argument if we had a vote. Maybe someone would have tried to rig the
So no birthday outcome. Cake. No birthday.
We did have a little tiramisu cake. Yeah, so there were a lot of sweet foods at this party. But we had a little tiramisu cake, and we got it from a bakery, but it was just such a good time, and it's so nice to be able to cook for the people you care about. I feel like that's such a, you know, a really beautiful part of food, or knowing how to cook food, is being able to cook it for other people.
Wonderful. And are you seniors this year or juniors? Juniors this year, going to be seniors?
Juniors, yes.
Wow. And do you write? Do you have any time to write besides studying for school and writing all your assignments? And
there's lots of essays, lots and lots of essays. But I'm also in journalism, and we have a food column for our school newspaper, the Puma Prensa.
What is it again?
It's
What? Puma Prensa?
It's called the Puma Prensa because the Puma is the mascot.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Okay. And our column is called Twins Takeout Tests. So we review Twins Takeout Test.
Tests.
So
okay,
we review different places, different local places in the community,
like restaurants.
Yes, usually we'll choose a food topic and then try a few of the restaurants in the area. Mm-hmm. And review them, and usually choose which one we thought was the best out of the topic. So recently we did sushi, which was really fun, and we've done it for 2 years now. So that's been really fun.
So do you go in disguise and all of that stuff? So they be like Ruth Reichel?
No, not usually, although that might be a good idea.
Yeah.
We do come in with our notebooks and we take notes while we're eating.
Well, you're a dead giveaway. I mean, you look alike. And
do you take photographs also?
Oh, yes.
And you're Instagramming and everything?
We do social media a lot to show off all the food that we've made. And that's fun as well to, not to show off, but, you know, just to share the things that we've made recently, because we try to cook, even though school is usually a lot of work, we try to cook at least a few times a week, and it's fun to show people the new things that we've made and talk about them.
So
as
where
well.
Do you think this love of cooking came from? It must have started with a mom or something, didn't it?
Our parents are fantastic home cooks. Uh-huh. Our dad loves to bake, and our mom is just great in the kitchen in general. So when we were really young, we saw them cooking a lot. But one thing that Lily and I were completely terrified of was cartoons and kids' shows in general, whereas the cooking channel was super relaxing and fun for us to watch, much to the annoyance of our older sister. She did not like that. But it was a combination of our parents' love for home cooking and as well as the Food Network that got us into cooking originally.
We'll take a break at that point. Lily and Audrey, the twin chefs, are with us again. We first met them in 2011 at the Sonoma Marin Fair when they were just 9 years old. They just celebrated their 17th birthday. They were back in 2014 sitting in with us and Chef Martin Yan, and it's great to see how their careers are progressing. Steve Garner and Chef John Ash in the KS Ardo Kitchen.
Hello, Sonoma County. I'm Tom Sullivan. I'm here with you early afternoons, and big congratulations to Pat Kerrigan and KSRO on winning 2 Marconi Awards.
I'm Aaron Brockovich. I've spent 27 years holding Pacific Gas and Electric accountable across this state. That's why I know you need a team that will always be on your side. After the 2017 wildfires, law firms flooded your communities looking to make a quick buck. But our team is different. We are committed to this fight because holding PG&E accountable and giving you the representation you deserve is the right thing to do. We're here to work with all of our clients to build their cases and make sure they're made whole for what they lost in these devastating fires. We're here for you, and we always will be. Learn more at pgelawsuit.com or call us today, 707-237-2445.
You can meet the team, hear testimonials, and have many of your questions answered on the website, pgelawsuit.com, or call 707-237-2445. Noreen Evans of Watts Guerra LLP is the attorney responsible for the content of this advertisement.
The holiday season is here. There is no better place to help you create that special environment than the Gift Horse in Healdsburg. Hi, I'm Carol, owner of the Gift Horse. I invite you to come see all the beautiful, special things we've added this season.
Hi, I'm Carlene. We have some wonderful holiday gift ideas for you. Lodge, a great selection for that special person in your life. Mention this ad and receive 10% off. Le Creuset, which would make a great gift for anyone, has a house special on the Zen Tea Kettles. Regularly $80, now $59.99.
The Gift Horse is the perfect place to find wonderful linens by April Cornell, elegant tableware, Lennox wine glasses, and colonial candles. And with gifts for your loved ones, we are ready for the holidays. Open every day 9 to 6.
From our door to your door.
We're next to Garaday's Hardware in Healdsburg.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
The Gift Horse Home Store.
Home decor and more.
Happy holidays.
Visiting Angels is America's choice in senior home care. We believe your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels provides personal home care up to 24 hours per day, including meals and light housework. Ask about our dementia care at home. You'll select your professional caregiver. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE.
Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care.
This just in, half-off certificates for the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market at the Veterans Building and the Petaluma Eastside Farmers Market at Lucchese Park sold out in just hours on My Sonoma Deals this week. Go to MySonomaDeals.com and sign up for email alerts so you never miss a deal like this again. MySonomaDeals.com. Discounts on your favorite local restaurants, markets, and more. Find the latest deals at MySonomaDeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Lily and Audrey, the twin chefs, are joining John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen. Great to have them here today. If you would like a recipe question answered, I bet between the three of the chefs that are here, they can help you. 636-1350, or you can shoot us an email, steve@ksro.com. Besides the writing that you both do for the Maria Carrillo newsletter, do you do any other writing?
Oh, we also do writing for the Sonoma and Marin County Farm News. We do a local recipe every month based on local farm ingredients
that are in season.
And that's also really fun. We've been doing it since 2015, which is quite a while.
In your life, yes.
And we love doing that too because, of course, in our area we have so many beautiful farms and so many beautiful farm fresh ingredients. And I think it's great to show new ways that you can use them in your cooking.
That you're writing restaurant reviews. Can we get a peek at those, or can listeners get a peek at them?
So you can get a subscription to the Puma Prensa for $20, and you can also email thepumaprensa@gmail.com to order a subscription. This is a really fun because I think that we have a really great school newspaper as well. And besides that, it's a good opportunity to support a public school and a public program and support the First Amendment.
Yeah. Well said. She slid that little political statement. Yeah. So spell the website again for people that are listening driving.
So the Puma Prensa website, I'm pretty sure it is thepumaprensa.com, but the email is thepumapresa@gmail.com.
Okay, because people will call and email us afterwards and expect us to have this information. So now we know.
And
that.
it just rolls off your tongue. The Puma Prensa.
So that's all your writing and then developing. You know, you had YouTube videos up for quite a while. You still doing any of that?
Yes, I'm actually working on one right now, which is our turmeric ginger udon bowl. And that's been something that I've been making constantly for about the past month.
Here's the recipe.
It's delicious. And I'm loving how the video is turning out right now. Usually it takes me around 5 or 6 hours to edit a video because I'm still learning, so it can take me a while. And I'm a perfectionist, so it takes me quite a while to get things to look the way I want it to. But I love this recipe so much. It's super easy. I've been taking it in my lunch, and I think it's great for the season because it's just really warm and filling and totally delicious. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, and it's a very hip subject right now to turmeric, has been found to have all kinds of health benefits besides being beautiful in color.
Yeah, we've been using a lot of fresh turmeric. I love using fresh turmeric. There is not fresh turmeric in this recipe because you can't find it everywhere, but it's been one of my favorite
ingredients. Is this a recipe you're going to post sometime soon?
Yes, absolutely. Most likely in the next week, I will have it up there.
So could we post it here at KSRO?
Yes, absolutely.
Put it on the website?
I'm super proud of it, and I think it's something that's really easy and goes back to the basics.
Okay.
And when will the YouTube video be edited and up?
Next week as well. I'm about halfway through the process.
Finals is next week. I wanted to remind Audrey that it would probably be the week after next week. Although you're pretty much almost done.
I'm almost done, yeah.
That's exciting. So this is kind of a new format. You're retooling the YouTube format?
Absolutely. Yeah. I love YouTube. I love watching a lot of cooking creators on YouTube because I feel like they have a lot more flexibility and they can be a lot more creative online as opposed to having like a formal cooking show. Mm-hmm. So I really have liked stepping into that and trying that out. And it's
besides
really
yourself, who else do you like on YouTube?
My favorite is Binging with Babish. He's my favorite cooking YouTuber, and I love all of his videos.
My absolute favorite is Alex French Guy Cooking because he mostly focuses on French recipes, and I personally love the French language and, of course, French food.
I want to tell you, I love Alex French Guy Cooking.
I
stumbled upon it looking for a recipe a year or so ago, and I thought, this guy is fantastic.
He really is good. So amazing.
Do you know this one, John? Yeah.
And he's always trying to make things better or faster or always like evolving his food and his cooking. And it feels like you're learning with him. And he also posts when he, you know, makes something that doesn't turn out well, which I think is really cool to show that when you're, you know, trying a bunch of stuff in the kitchen, sometimes it doesn't work out. But he keeps trying and keeps trying to make his food better, which I think is really inspiring.
And what was the first site that you really liked?
Oh, I love Binging with Babish. I love his food videos. He tries out new things, I believe, every week. And he also makes a lot of recipes that are mentioned in pop culture and television shows, and he tries to improve them. Yeah. So I really love everything that he makes.
So these people can make a living, can't they?
Absolutely.
And are you guys going to make a living from doing YouTubes?
I think as a future career choice, I don't know if I would want to do it specifically. I think that a lot of people are a lot more talented than us with some of that stuff, but it is so fun to do it as a hobby, and it's really cool just to show off making things and also having fun. It's really, I feel like, stems from our love also of watching the Food Network when we were young as well.
We'll take a break at that point. The twin chefs are with Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KS Arnold Kitchen, a wonderful pre holiday get-together. They brought some cookies for us. We'll talk about some of the other recipes that they're involved in. We started having them on the show back in 2011 when they were 9 years old. They've just celebrated their 17th birthday, getting ready to go into senior year and cooking up a storm.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO-FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Walter Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center in Santa Rosa.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on two procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me, after they tell me how amazing I look, is where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your free consultation with Dr. Tom, please call 542-8346. That's 542-8346.
Look younger by Monday.
Call 542-8346 or visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
Go Local makes it easier than ever to work local, earn local, spend local, and bank local this holiday season.
Hi, I'm Ann Hudson, Senior Vice President at Exchange Bank. As a locally owned and operated bank, we understand the challenges small businesses face. Competing with online or national businesses can be hard. That is why we are encouraging everybody to shop and dine locally this holiday season. A small change in where you spend your money can make a difference to our local economy. Thank you, and from all of us at Exchange Bank, happy holidays.
During this holiday season, let's remember that choosing Go Local doubles our local economic impact. Keeping our dollars spent locally helps keep Sonoma County's economy and community thriving.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market invites you to shop the market for your holiday feast. Enjoy selections of fresh and organic greens, mushrooms, carrots, potatoes, turnips, Brussels sprouts, and winter squash, along with seasonal pomegranates, persimmons, apples, and walnuts. Meet the local ranchers who offer a variety of quality meats from beef, chicken, and pork. Choose a wide variety of seafood from Anna's Seafood. Fresh fish, crabs, clams, oysters, and mussels. Sample and bring home local dairy products like Joe Mattos's delicious St. George cow cheese. Everything you need to create the freshest holiday dinners is at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Remember to check out the creations of the many talented artisans for holiday gift giving. Open year-round Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts. The Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
A great holiday joy to have the twin chefs, Audrey and Lily, with us. They're local Sonoma County gals that started cooking about 11 years ago when they were 6 years old. They're now 17 and have joined John Ash and me in the KSRO kitchen beginning in 2011. So has there ever reached a point where any of your family members have just burned out on your obsessive recipe testing and said, no more, stop?
Our older sister, when we were making our cookbook especially, she always loves to try our food and is a really good taste tester usually, but she got so sick of all of our recipes being made, you know, six or seven times, sometimes even more, and, you know, nights in a row. She was very tired of it by the time we had finished.
Oh, thank you for being so truthful about that. When was your first professional gig, and who hired you first to cook professionally or help them on gigs?
I believe the first person that we worked for was our chef friend, Elizabeth, and she is a fantastic personal caterer. And then also, a couple years ago, we started working for a local caterer named Nancy, and that's how we got our current job.
Give their whole name.
Ramekins.
We'll promote them, or can you?
Elizabeth Eckelt and Nancy Nagel. And they are just really amazing chefs. And like Audrey said, now we work at the catering company Ramekins in Sonoma, which has also been a great learning experience.
How long have you been at Ramekins?
Since the spring of this year.
Have you recently done a gig there?
Yesterday. We work during the summer. We would work, you know, during the week as well. But because of school, we usually work on the weekends. Mm. And I also work on Tuesdays doing their pizza and Pinot every week, which I love doing that. I love making pizzas. And learning that was so much fun. And I still have so much fun with it every week.
Kyle, who's their head chef, is the sweetest guy in the world and so knowledgeable, isn't he?
Kyle is really amazing. And I feel like we've learned so much from him and all of the other chefs at Ramekins as well.
What was the gig you did last night?
I think it was for a work party, actually at the Ramekins, the actual cooking school. Yeah. They have a bunch of locations in Sonoma, but usually on Fridays we work at Ramekins, and it went well. It was good.
And so you're actually cooking. You're not just prepping. You're not just cutting carrots and stuff like that.
We do a lot of prepping, which I also like, but we do also cook as well. I think prepping is really good, especially because you don't usually get to cut, you know, like 6 pounds of potatoes at home. Mm-hmm. So you get to learn so much from doing something. A lot of times, and practice makes perfect, you know, practice is so necessary to improve, especially knife skills, but other skills as well.
So you're thinking about wanting to, and maybe you're planning to, go to France.
Yes, going to France is my dream, and we hopefully are going to be able to go this summer. I have wanted to go to France ever since I was really little, ever since I liked cooking as well. I think my love of France and my love of cooking are sort of side by side because France has such an amazing food culture as well. I would just love to go there and to be able to, you know, order food in French. Something as simple as that is one of my dreams in life.
And you're studying French, aren't you?
Lily is a lot better at French than I am.
So can I ask you, just on that French note, so was Julia Child an influence to the two of you? You know, because I think she more than anybody in America introduced Americans to French food.
Absolutely. And I feel like her down-to-earth style was so incredible. And she was really the first of her kind with her show, and everything that she created was really trying to get more people cooking and make it less of something that's just for a small group of professionals.
Well, there was a time in America, you know, when Julia and James Beard and people like that were, you know, at their peak. There was a movement also in America to get women out of the kitchen, specifically women. You know, it was to free them from the tyranny of the kitchen. And that's when, you know, the evolution of all of these fast food and frozen food alternatives came up and all that stuff. And I sort of credit her and a couple of other people with single-handedly saving cooking in America.
Mm-hmm. I think that, of course, there's an association between the traditional roles of women and cooking. But also many men were mostly the most experienced and well-known chefs of their times, while women were kept as homemaker chefs and not actual chefs, really relegated to home kitchens and not to working in the food industry. And I think that I love this evolution from women being, you know, sometimes really good home chefs to now women are, you know, executive chefs at many hotels and restaurants and businesses, which is a really beautiful thing because, of course, everyone has the ability to, as Julia Child advocated for, everyone has the ability to be a good cook.
You brought in this recipe, savory sourdough and butternut squash dressing. Did you do this for Thanksgiving?
We actually made it for our dad's 60th birthday party as well. And that was...
He's a stuffing guy.
Yes. That was really special.
So we have to ask the important stuffing question. In the bird, outside the bird?
Oh, outside the bird.
Yeah, right. You're absolutely right.
Outside always, 100%.
Yeah.
This looks like a great recipe. Is this original recipe you guys came up with? And Dad approved?
Yes.
That's a wonderful recipe.
When you make it outside the bird, you always have more control, which is so important. I feel like people think the traditional way is to put it inside, but you lose a lot of your ability to, control the flavor and the moisture as well.
The crunch.
Yes, exactly. The crunch is edges. So important. Yeah. It's not just about having like a homogenous texture. You know, good stuffing has like the crunchy top to it. So outside the bird, absolutely.
Does one of you gravitate toward baking and another toward cooking, or do you say it's about even?
Our house, our dad is the main baker. And so he has taught us a lot of what we know about baking. But Lily and I are very dedicated to savory food and less to baking in general, although we really love to do it with him and we'd love to learn new things. Our passion really is not so much in baking.
Do you each own your own set of knives?
We share our knife set. Mm-hmm. And that's really nice because really nice knives can be super expensive. So we share all of that equipment, but I think we're good at sharing. After all this time, we're good at it.
Do you own an Instant Pot?
No, I don't think so.
Sous vide machine, immersion circulators. Yeah. Have you worked with those?
I have seen them, and they are beautiful. And I think it's an incredible process.
So maybe for Christmas you might get one, huh?
Mom, hint, hint. That would be really.
Have you worked
amazing.
With them at ramekins at all?
I know that they do use them sometimes, but I remember the reason that I started really being interested in them is the same YouTuber Audrey was talking about, Binging with Babish, did a whole video on different things made sous vide, and I thought that was so amazing and so unique, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to try this. But it does take a lot of equipment, so
it actually doesn't. It just takes a circulator and a bucket to put the water in, and a way to seal up the bag. And you don't even have to have a sealer for the bag. You can just use freezer Ziploc bags.
Really?
Yeah, it's really simple.
I know that maybe that's because I know a lot of places sell really fancy machines.
Yeah, not required.
But I would love to learn to do it.
There's a wonderful, I have nothing to do with this brand, but I think I gave you one of those.
You did, and I use it.
And it's called Anova, and it's about $100 a circulator, and it's really accurate.
Awesome.
And all that stuff.
Yeah. Audrey, let's go in together.
We'll be back with the Twin Chefs after this.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More do it.
Hi, Pat Kerrigan here. It's your last chance to join me on the trip of a lifetime. It's the St. Paddy's Day with Pat tour to Ireland. We'll be leaving next March for a 10-day adventure on the Emerald Isle, visiting Dublin, Waterford, Killarney, and Limerick. We'll even overnight in a castle on St. Patrick's Day. What a great Christmas present this would be. This land tour includes most meals, all lodging, transportation, and air. Call KSRO's travel agent, Elise Corey, at TravelWise, 935-9493. Check out the itinerary at ksro.com.
Hi there, Bennett Valley and Santa Rosa. This is Kristiny from Bennett Valley Pet Center. I wanted to wish you and your furry loved ones a happy holiday season and New Year. We have endless stocking stuffers, treats, toys, and bones galore. Not to mention some comfy, cozy beds for your pets to snuggle into on these cold nights. Bring your pets in for a tasty treat and we'll snap a photo to hang on our Bennett Valley Pet Center family tree. Bennett Valley Pet Center, located on Yalupa Avenue next to CVS.
Shutterbug Camera Shop celebrates the holidays with a special event today. You can meet the official Olympus rep and learn about the power and portability of the Micro Four Thirds system. While you're here, take a look at holiday cards, create special prints, order video to DVD transfers, and see so many other unique gift ideas. Shutterbug Camera Shops on Santa Rosa Avenue north of Todd and ShutterbugCameraShops.com.
Old-fashioned service in a digital age.
Shop, dine, and play in downtown Santa Rosa. This holiday season, all downtown parking garages are free weeknights between 6 and 8. That's 6 to 8 p.m. weeknights and all day Saturday and Sunday in downtown Santa Rosa parking garage.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
The talented and enthusiastic twin chefs are with us, Lily and Audrey, joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen for this wonderful pre-holiday celebration, catching up on their educational and culinary careers. And it's wonderful that you both have donated a couple fundraising dinners to help Maria Carrillo High School.
We love our high school, so being able to donate our skills has been super fun. And during the summer, we did a fantastic paella dinner, and that was super fun. Being able to do that. We've worked with a lot of caterers, so it was really fun to do it on our own in a new setting, and we had a great time.
Yeah, it was really nice to kind of be able to like cater by ourselves. We were joking around about it, like, oh, we should go in together, like start a catering company.
don't do that. Whatever you do, don't do that.
But it was really fun, and we had a really good time. Also, not only donating to the school, which I think is really important, but just cooking for, you know, other people, being able to, like, show them our skills. And it's not only nice to cook for people you know, but it's kind of nice to see strangers enjoying your food and appreciating what you've made.
Okay, so here's the question. What makes great paella?
I feel like, for Audrey and I, it's always, you know, every time we make paella, it's a little different. Mm-hmm. Because there's, especially when you're using the big paella pan, there's mm-hmm. a lot of variables with heat and how you're cooking it, you know, making sure to stir evenly. Definitely want to have the shrimp and sausage in there. I feel like that's mm-hmm. important, that good mixture. Make sure it's not too mellow. I feel like a lot of people are scared to put too many spices.
Paella is all about the spice.
Yeah, I feel like if you're not a fan of spice, maybe paella isn't for you. You gotta really go in and put all of that in there. I don't know if saffron is necessary. We used it this time because, you know, it was for a fundraiser.
Yeah. It definitely gives it a special touch.
As well, so go in with the spices and make sure to cook evenly, and don't leave it alone, don't leave it by itself,
except don't stir it too, which is the other important thing, because the isn't it that it's that crusty bottom,
you want to make sure that the heat is more even as well. I agree, but especially if you're not cooking it, you know, when we did it here, we were a little nervous because we had to do it on a stovetop, turn on multiple burners, different size burners in a home kitchen. Just want to make sure that the heat is even. And, let it also build that crust. Mm-hmm. I agree.
I had Korean food this weekend. I had bibimbap, which has the beautiful crusted mm-hmm. rice on the bottom, similar to kind of how a paella is cooked.
It's interesting how that shows up in so many cuisines. In the Middle East, they do the same thing with the Iranian cooking and all that, with that crusty rice. It's the everybody fights to get that. It's like, throw the other rice away and get to the bottom of the pan.
That's exactly right. You brought in one final recipe, a shaved Brussels sprout, fennel, and arugula salad. Is that both one of your faves?
Mm-hmm. This is actually another one of our recent recipes, and also made this for my dad's birthday. Didn't make it the day of, create the recipe then, but it's such a good salad. I feel like a lot of people, also especially at our age, ignore Brussels sprouts, think that they're kind of gross, but I feel like especially the raw Brussels sprout, being able to shave it really thin. Obviously, don't want to eat a whole raw Brussels sprout, but when it's shaved thin, it has a really beautiful mm-hmm. flavor. And the fennel and the pomegranate seeds also are really good, I feel like, for this time of year.
Pretty, too, mm-hmm. I'll bet.
Yeah. Oh, very beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that will be up on the website next week or so?
Yes, it will. Yes.
But all these recipes, all three of these that we talked about mm-hmm. will be up there?
Yeah.
This is very exciting. Mm-hmm. Also going up on the KSRO website is our annual Gifts from Your Kitchen recipe package from You.
Oh, okay.
Chef John Ash. And these are great recipes you can give to friends and family.
Well, it is that idea of simple things that you can make in your kitchen and then use that instead of spending money on things that you don't need to spend money on.
For example, here they are hot off the press. Yeah. Here they are. Lemon curd.
Yeah.
Kitty's Christmas caramel corn.
Yeah.
These are popular. Peppered maple walnuts.
Yes.
Do you like those?
Oh, sounds good.
Almond orange biscotti.
Yeah.
That's one of your favorite ones. Buttermilk cinnamon coffee cake. And limoncello.
Yes.
And not for you. but for the adults.
Because all of those Meyer lemons are ripening right now. So
you can go to the KSRO website, to the Good Food Hour, and those will magically appear, and you can use those in lieu of...
And they're all simple.
They're all simple.
Yeah.
So all we need to do is say thank you to both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was great catching up with you these last few years. You've just been involved in so many exciting projects, and now entering your senior year, it comes September, going to France.
Yes.
You'll be worldly and sophisticated the next time we have a chance to have you back on the show. And just continue your wonderful work. It's really exciting to see what you're involved in.
Thank you so much.
So to a great senior year.
Thank you.
Chef John Ash, we'll see you next Saturday. How about it?
Yeah.
Same place?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steve Garner for the Good Food Hour, and along with Garden Talk, hope you'll be able to join us.